For July 26th, we talk about mobile games and mourn our dead friends. Welcome to the 8th bonus level. I'm Dennis Furia.
I'm David Mysmith.
And this is The Level, a podcast for people who love video games. We are a small crew tonight, but a feisty crew tonight. And so we're going to have a small and feisty episode, a bonus episode.
That's what she said. Wait, what?
Yeah. So we're not going to waste any time because I'm too cheap to actually buy recording equipment. So I do it on, you know, the trial version. And in the name of not having to stitch together multiple audio files, we're just going to jump right in. And I posted a multiplayer question before I realized that our other co-hosts would not be able to join. They're dead, and our end boss is going to be that we will eulogize them, so stick around for that. But in our state of mourning, we are just going to do the multiplayer and end boss and then get the hell out of here.
Multiplayer.
So the question that we asked to get back into the groove, because our Facebook page has been kind of in stasis for the past couple of weeks. The question that we asked was, what is the most you've spent on a mobile game, either upfront or just kind of piecemeal throughout the life of the game, and was it worth it? And we actually, I'm amazed, had a really good turnout for answers given the short period of time. Although that kind of happens every time, so I don't know why I'm surprised by that. So, David, do you want to start out, and then we'll just kind of alternate?
Sure. Jeffrey Lawton, Geolaw, the one and only, spent $2.99 for Zombies Run, which is apparently absolute shit. Yeah.
Shite?
I don't know. Like, I'm not familiar with this title, although I really like, from the title, I like to imagine this is a game where, like, you play as a zombie and you are running, you know, from, you know, I don't know, Chuck Norris or something.
Given the number of generic runners out there, I wouldn't be surprised if it was something along those lines.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. But
yeah,
I mean, on the plus side, despite being crappy, you know, $2.99 is not too bad, which I think is, you know, that's kind of the appeal of the mobile segment. Both for consumers and I think especially for developers is, you know, you can try a game and if it ends up being shite, only out, you know, $3 or whatever. But
yeah, for sure. And it's kind of funny you talk about that you're only out $3 because Chris Schley says that he spent $15.99 for Final Fantasy Tactics, War of the Lions. For iOS, which is any other game that's like kind of a bargain price, but just by the fact that it's on the iOS, $15.99 sounds insanely high. He goes on to say, but it's okay. It was money well spent during any downtime at work. I know some of the other Final Fantasy iOS releases are that high in price, but I'm pretty sure I bought them cheaper. Who knows? It's way too easy to purchase something with one fingering of the screen phrasing and have it taken off some card of mine somewhere.
Yeah, I think that basically sums up, you know, mobile games, Steam sales, stuff like that is.
Yeah.
I buy things, it comes off some card somewhere, and then I end up poor because I have no.
I don't know, I
played Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, which was a really good game. Mm-hmm. So I imagine this would be a pretty good call. And this was a full PS2 game beforehand.
PS2 or PSP or something like that.
It was one of the main consoles. I thought it was PS2, but I could be wrong.
It was available on the PlayStation Store for PSP, but that doesn't mean it wasn't there for PS2.
Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's one thing that I do think iOS has going up for it over Android is that it doesn't seem like there's as many like full games, so you know what I mean, like full size games on Android. Which strikes me as kind of weird because, you know, the high-end Android platforms are actually, I think, more powerful right now than the iOS, although not for long.
Yeah, I think it's the nature of when you'll be playing the things that you get a lot of games that aren't really meant to be played to completion, but are just there as 5 minutes of fun whenever you've got a moment.
Sure, and that is one thing about that's nice about like a turn-based tactical game, like that. You got into Advanced Wars, didn't you?
Yeah, I played Advanced Wars for a while.
Yeah, because I think they're kind of a similar idea.
Yeah, I'd forgotten all about that game. That game was a lot of fun, and you're right, it did lend itself really well to kind of playing for a bit and then putting down. Do you want to read Murph's continued thoughts on Final Fantasy Tactics?
Murph Murphy also spent $15 on Final Fantasy Tactics, and he says, as much as I enjoyed it, the price is a little high. I spent just about as much for Ascension, for expansions and the like, but that was piecemeal, and I love digitized board games. I need to click the more button while planning. The two mobile games I've bought that weren't worth it were Warhammer Quest and Star Command, both coming in at about $5. Warhammer had potential, but just wasn't interesting in the end. And Star Command tried to be FTL, but wasn't in the worst ways possible.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I feel like even just trying to be FTL is a good thing.
I don't know, that's another one of them. Just from what he says, the image of failing to be FTL like seems like it should be incredibly entertaining.
Yeah, maybe it's FTL, but it stands for the lost this time. Am I right?
Oh, can we add in like a wah wah wah?
I'll see what I can do.
Are you familiar? Ascension's not one I'm familiar with.
No, you know? I didn't recognize it either. So to the ghouls.
Ascension, oh yeah, iOS. Yeah. A Wikipedia search for Ascension. Pro tip: not helpful. AKA,
oh, that's cool.
A hit on every religion ever and most science fiction.
And Kingdom of Loathing.
Yes.
Oh, it looks like a card game, like almost a Magic or one of those things.
That's actually something I'm a little surprised isn't bigger on mobile, because you know that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I got it for free, but Assassin's Creed, Recollection, I think might be the card game. Is a card game based on Assassin's Creed for mobile that is phenomenal. I absolutely loved it.
Actually, you know what? This is linked here, but the game I really want on a mobile device is NetHack.
Hey, this is Dennis jumping in here. I am a dumbass, and I don't know how a record button works. So we actually lost the middle section of the show because I wasn't recording. That section included some really, really insightful and deep discussion of comments by Phil Holmes, who said, sadly enough, I'm pretty sure it was when I bought a Minecraft Pocket Edition for 10 cents when it was on sale. We both agreed that 10 cents is an amazing price. We also missed Jala's comment where she said that she's not a big spender on iOS. She spent 99 cents for Shining Force, which is an awesome game that I have on various platforms. Play it. Yes, and we kind of looked that up, talked about that, and talked about long-running JRPGs in the process. Like I said, just assume it was super, super deep and insightful conversation. The one plus side of me being a dumbass is that we can include comments that came in a little late. So we got a comment from Robert Noakes, who said he paid $4.99 for something by Caresoft. And we also got a comment from Matt Miller, who said he bought an open-faced Chinese poker app for $6. But if you count the money I lost to my friends playing it, it was much more expensive. Which, yeah, I can definitely relate to losing money playing poker. All right, so that ends this section. We'll jump back into the rest of the comments that I actually captured. And Cole will be back next week, so hopefully you won't have to deal with this kind of tomfoolery anymore. Thanks. Bye.
Brian Russell Wade says, "Whatever the world ends with you, solo remix goth. Like $15.99?
Another game I've never heard of. The
world. Actually, this one I know is pretty good. It's one of these games I know by. I know it's good. I know nothing else about it.
Huh. One of the best role-playing games ever designed for anything. Well, all right then. It's got a really cool art style to it.
Oh, is this the?
It's like a part anime, part Saturday morning cartoon type of feel. Yeah, it looks cool. I have yet to find an RPG that a JRPG that I can really sink my teeth into on the iPhone. So I picked up a couple recommendations tonight that might work. All right, any closing thoughts for paying for mobile games?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not really. I wouldn't consider myself personally a fan of paying for mobile games, just because, kind of like you said, the whole button thing doesn't seem to work. I've never really found one I could, I don't know, get into.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's. Yeah, I think as our viewers have showed, it's definitely a big market. And, you know, Angry Birds is definitely, you know, slowly taking over the world.
Yeah, so. We didn't have anyone say Angry Birds. Is that free on devices?
I think it's, like, free, but then they do ads. I think the thing I realized recently that best describes, like, the degree to which Angry Birds is taken over. It's, I was reading a reporter that was, interviewing the rebels over in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And he's interviewing one of them, and he's got, like, this slingshot that's, like, chucking hand grenades. Apparently the rebel looks at him and is like, Angry Birds. It's like, okay.
All right, then.
It's not, yeah, now... Now influential in Syrian insurgencies, resistance groups.
Yeah.
There we go.
You need to do the whole, like, wee-hee-hee sound every time you do it, though.
Wow.
All right. On that note, let's move on to the end boss.
The end boss.
And now it's time for the end boss. Like I said earlier, you wouldn't tell it by the tone of our discussion, but we are grieving for the loss of Cole and Ben. David, would you be willing to say a few words about how Ben died and how we'll remember him?
Sure. As you know, Ben was a great man, and he'll definitely be missed. Unfortunately, as he was. Walking the streets of Vegas as he's wont to do, all of a sudden he witnessed, an Ocean's 11 style heist going down. And, thinking fast, he, grabbed a serving tray from a nearby hostess and winged it at one of the guys and, you know, jumped on him and tackled him and, you know, managed to, you know, break up the heist. But in the process, one of the, you know, show tigers that are apparently running around all over the place down there escaped and mauled him, and he is no more. So,
sad.
It's so sad. But yeah, we...
You'll be missed, little buddy.
Yeah. I you know, he always said the cats were out to get me, and, you know, it turns out he may have been right.
Yeah. And also, two people in the same week, it's so tragic. We also remember Cole. Actually, as the Duckfeed TV independent podcasting network has grown, it actually got the attention of the podcasting union. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but I guess it, honestly,
around these parts,
yeah, actually. It's honestly more of a podcasting mafia. It's a podcasting mafia called the Podcasting Union. And you know, Cole is just so dedicated to maintaining the integrity of the shows and keeping them independent. They really stepped up the pressure on him. I don't know if you could tell last week, but he was podcasting with broken thumbs. You probably didn't hear it from the typing. He's quite the trooper. Sadly, I got a note from him. I got a direct message tweet from him frantically saying, you know, they're pouring cement on my shoes. I don't know why they let me still have my phone to tweet. And, that's the last we heard of him. And honestly, they didn't even need to put cement on his shoes to throw him in the Ohio River. You dunk someone in there and it's like an acid wash.
But I believe the technical term for what happened is he was hoffed.
Yeah, he was hoffed, quite sadly, and we'll be hoping to carry on his name on the Duckfeed Network as long as we can, before our thumbs get broken and we get encased in concrete.
You're really with the Ohio River, the concrete was probably a consideration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is it with Ohio and, like, horrible rivers? I don't know. Anyways.
It's the podcast mafia's favorite place to go. They make sure it stays horrible so they can send people to the Davy Jones's locker and the Acid Jones's lab at the same time. All right.
Don't worry. I know a good... you just got back from New Orleans. Did you find that voodoo practitioner? We gonna make this good?
Yeah, I think we can.
The credit.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this bonus level and grieving with us. Tune in next week for something a little more robust. In the meantime, go in and check out all of our other shows. You've got Watch Out for Fireballs. You've got The Pitch. You've got Bonfireside Chat. You've got Dead Idea Valhalla. You've got, I don't even know all the different shows we have anymore. I think that's some of them, most of them. I'm sure I've forgotten one or two. Oh, Those Damn Ross Kids, of course. And enjoy those. Like us on Facebook. Rate us on iTunes. Tweet us on Twitter, which I am at DFuria.
And I'm at MoneySmith777.
And thank you for mourning our fellow co-hosts with us.
Eat the leg.